Namaha, Shubhodaya. Today is the first day of spring. We have to spring forward in our life before the inevitable happens in our life. The body is called as a healthy body when all limbs are working. All limbs have to work in unison, then it is called as a healthy person. The yoga is connecting all our limbs of the body to the mind. Yoga means connecting the mind to the intellect. Yoga is connecting the intellect to our core of our personality. Yoga is connecting our core of our personality, core competency. Everyone has a core competency. Connecting our core competency to the source of the universe. Source of the universe, signature. Everyone has a unique signature. There are billions of people, and billions of people have come, and billions of people will come again, but no two fingerprints are the same. No two fingerprints are the same. When we realize our unique signature, unique fingerprint, then joy in life happens. Happiness comes. We become unstoppable. And now we are busy imitating others. We want to copy other signature. We want to become like somebody. That is leading to stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety. You are never at ease by imitating others. You have to find your own core competency, unique skill. You have to discover that one. Yoga is connecting. When you discover that one, that unique signature, discovering that one is called a self-realization. Self-realization means you discovered what you stand for. Now, I don't know what I stand for. I try to become like somebody. When you are becoming like somebody, life is filled with anxiety and stress. You have to discover your unique signature. For Patanjali, he talks about this limbs of the your personality had to be integrated. The limbs of the you have to climb the ladder of the yoga. These limbs you have to follow. Use the limbs as a support to climb up. You can't just jump into the top level and you want to reach. You have to, like in a work environment, we start in the entry level, slowly we climb up. So is in yoga. Patanjali talks about the limbs of yoga. You have to climb step by step. First sutra, he talks about atha yoga anushasanam. To climb, to realize our unique signature, what is needed is anushasana. Anushasana means doing anushtana. You have to have anushtana, and anushasana are the same. Anushasana, anushtana means repeated practice. I'm not giving up. I want to discover my unique core competency, what I stand for. For that, anushtana is required. Anushtana, repeated, every day doing. Repeatedly I am doing, however challenge is the day, however busy I am not giving up. Every day I am doing that one. Atha yoga anushasanam, means the name of the all-pervading God, aha iti brahma. A is the first letter in the all scriptures. First letter of all languages is A. And in English it has become A. A means when you are wonder stuck, you say, That is, the most wonderful is the God. The most wonderful, that's why that aha iti brahma tata, where he is, he is there everywhere, not only just up in the sky, he is there everywhere. To know that one, to know your unique signature, you have to, the competency, you have to do the yoga, atha yoga anushasanam, anusthana is required. Every day, anusthana, doing the again and again, it is not repetition, it is rather reinforcement. Every day I am doing that one. Every day I am practicing that one. My routine. Everyone should have a routine in their life. When I get up first, what I do, second what I do, third what I do, not what I do that, let us see what is today. What is there, like next week is Father's Day, people say bed in the breakfast in the bed. It is not that one. You have to have a routine. Come what may. And we boastfully say breakfast in the bed. Why have it now? Soon you'll be in the hospital. Anyway, you'll have it in the hospital. Why have it in the bed? And anyway, time will come. Anushasanam, practice. Practice first what you do, your daily practice. Daily practice. To practice, many thoughts comes. Thought waves comes, one after another thought waves comes, rebelling thoughts comes, it prevents me to focus. Why I am not able to realize what I stand for? So many thought waves, disturbing thought waves comes, try to knock me off. Chitta vritti nirodaha. When the desire to realize your unique signature has come, that is the moment. From then, not to stop. Pick up. Pick up when that thought has come, not to wait. Because otherwise, another thought will come and will knock you off. Knock that thought off. When that thought, I have to climb the ladder of my life, when that thought has come, the chitta vritti, yogaha, chitta vritti nirodaha. Focusing on the yoga means focusing on the highlight of my life. Yogaha, chitta vritti. I want to climb the ladder. I have to identify what I stand for. I want to discover my unique signature. I have core competency I want to discover. What I stand for, when that thought is there, hang on to that one. Come what may, not to move away from here. May your friend circle, social circle, family circle, many, they come in the form of a wave. They want to take you away from your focus. But staying focused, yogaha chitta vritti nirodaha. I want to discover my core competency. Then Patanjali says, tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. Then when I realize my core competency, your self-realization, tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. Swarupa, your self-realization. Self-realization, when it is happens, your unique signature is known, you will connect to source of all signature is Bhagavan. I have only one signature. God has all signatures. I get, that is called as God realization. God realization, before that one, you should know what you are. Not just I want God realization. Without knowing what your competency is, how can I know about God? I should know about, before knowing everything, who is He's everywhere, I should know the starting point. Understand that one, that unique signature, that is tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. Once one realizes the swarupa avasthana, unique signature, life is a celebration. When I have not realized that one, trying to imitate others, life is nothing but stress and anxiety. And I may not have abundance in my life. Maybe simple living. But in the whole life, we want to have lead a pompous life by imitating others. By leading what we are. I may be simple thing, but I am satisfied discovering. Imitating others, pompous living, is a fret with stress and anxiety. In Bible, the same message has come. It is easy for a camel to go through an eye of a needle rather than a rich person. Doesn't mean you should not be rich. The message of this one, you are trying to imitate others. You are trying to, simple living is fine. You are yourself, it is easy for a camel to go through. Camel to go through, and Bhagavan Shri Krishna says that one, Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha Paradharma Swanishthitam Swadharme Nidanam Shreya Paradharmo Bayavaha Paradharma. I want to imitate others. I have not realized what I am. I want to become somebody. Life is nothing but fear, anxiety, stress. I am not at ease. If you want to be at ease, discover your core competency. When you have core competency, you won't be worried whether how is the job market. Job market, your life is a celebration. Life is a celebration, you become unstoppable in your life. The purpose of yoga, become unstoppable. Achieve great things in your life, discover your unique signature.